be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz. He's the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Erica Nastrom.
Good morning. Would you bow your head and pray with me? Gracious Father, we ask for your blessings on this day. For the next 5 days, Iowa will be in the national spotlight of presidential politics. We stand together in gratitude for the system of government you have given us, that we as a country can select our own leaders. We ask for safety over the next 5 days for our president and for those seeking to be president. We ask for safety for those traveling to hear them speak. Please grant us all clear speech, listening ears, and above all, patience and respect for others who are participating in the process. We know we need your help, and we ask for it now. We ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions, or points of personal privilege? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Walz, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senator Mark Lofgren and I would like to invite you to join us for a luncheon today from 11:30 to 1 o'clock down in room 116, hosted by the Iowa Women's Foundation, which is headquartered in my district. Their executive director, Dawn Oliver Wyan, will be here sharing some of her foundation's work on the issue of childcare, which I think everybody in this chamber is agreeing is a priority for the legislature this year. They'll be offering some lunch, salad, sandwiches, whatever you like, as well as some information about the crisis, as well as some of the proposed solutions. So I encourage you to come down, grab a lunch before you hit the road, and just learn a little bit more about this issue. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
I'd like to remind all legislators that today is the statewide county supervisors meeting, and also the Friends of County Awards at the Embassy Suites from 11:15 until 12:45. And there will be a shuttle for your convenience leaving the Capitol area at 11 and returning upon completion. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. President. Thank you. A brief point would be in order.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, good morning. Iowa caucuses are Monday. Can't wait to get those behind us, right? Mr. President, I served with Senator Joni Ernst in this chamber. I think I was even on a couple of subcommittees with her. I had a front row seat when she jumped from being an Iowa State Senator to being a U.S. Senator, one of the most important people in the world. I saw a U.S. Senator Ernst on TV the other night. She was on national TV. She was laughing in front of a group of cameras, laughing. Senator Ernst said she was wondering if Vice President Biden would be hurt in the Trump impeachment trial. She said something to the effect that she wondered if it would inform and influence Iowa caucus voters. To Senator Ernst, President Trump's decision to withhold $500 million in military aid to an ally under active deadly attack by the Russians, aid that she voted for, is all a joke. And it might even hurt Joe Biden's campaign. That is absolutely hilarious, Senator Ernst. I wonder if the parents of the dead Ukrainian soldiers are laughing. Anyway, like I said, as an Iowa State Senator, Joni Ernst didn't say much and didn't do much. She just wasn't here that long. I wish I could say the same about her in the U.S. Senate. In just her first term, she's doing great damage to our country, Mr. President. However, to quote Vice President Biden, here's the deal. The truth will come out. The truth will come out because the truth always comes out. It just always does. Will it be this week? Will it be next week? Will it be next month? Will it be in 5 years? But make no mistake, the truth will come out, and Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley and the rest of you will be judged. Think of it as your legacy. Did you fight for the truth, or did you participate in the cover-up? Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dossler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Will I be in order for a point this morning?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Haven't been speaking much on the floor, but yesterday I saw a flyer that's been mailed out all over the state of Iowa, I know at least to Democrats, that is pretty much trash. And it says, will Democrat politicians speak out on teacher union waste? And it goes on with some figures. And I always was taught that figures can lie and liars figure. And I think this is a prime example of it. First of all, I don't know who sent it, because they didn't have the courage to sign their name or put this piece of trash out. Now, I know that it came from a Republican-leaning organization, and I'm not accusing any one of you in this room, because we get all kinds of nasty stuff from individuals and emails that relate to subjects who the individuals don't have the courage to sign their name to what they put out. And this is a prime example of it. And I know a lot of you, just like me, don't spend a lot of time looking at it. But when it talks about teachers in this state, about teachers' unions who've had their rights destroyed by this very chamber, it really gets my blood boiling. And as a member of a labor union, I understand that labor unions can also help the companies and the state of Iowa deal with problems in their workforce and to ensure that workers are happy and productive. And it gets rid of the problem of absolute power corrupting absolutely. And we saw that in the Department of Workforce Director that we had some years ago that had a philosophy of treating their workers in a way, if they didn't jump when she said to jump, they were gone. We also had it in the Department of Revenue. And thank goodness we have a great director over at this time trying to resolve those problems. And when you talk about teachers and unions causing problems for their members, you got to look right to ourselves here in the Iowa legislature and the ramifications of it. You know, the Des Moines Register did an article early in December about more teachers leaving amid rise in stress in the workplace. And it showed that it's up over 160-some% in the last 10 years, and most of it occurred since you have full control of the legislature and the governor's office. By not funding the type of education that teachers need to be able to deal with the stress of disruptive students, by not making sure that they don't have adequate representative and rights in the workplace. And most recently, I met with teachers from Cedar Falls who, at one time, the University of Northern Iowa was known as the State Teachers College of Iowa. And they tell me that young teachers in Iowa that are graduating from the university are looking as close as Minnesota to go because they get paid better and their debt isn't as high. Now, if we want to attack labor unions, maybe we ought to have your representative organizations look to you to ensure that educators in this state are treated fairly, equitably, and make sure that they have wages that will compete with surrounding states, because nothing is more important than the education of young people of Iowa and our workforce. And we ought to honor that occupation here in Iowa instead of attacking the individuals that join and belong to a labor union. And when you got rid of teachers' rights in Iowa, you set up a Rube Goldberg type of recertifications that was designed for teachers not to stay in their labor unions. And guess what? They did. And they belong because they know the value of them. So I want to tell you, when I see stuff like this, and I don't know who put it out, and I'm going to call them cowards, let them come forward and admit who put this out. And if this is the way Iowa politics is going to go, you know, shame on us and the people that represent us and fund us. I am so sick of the lies and the stretched truth in Iowa politics. It just makes me ill. And I want to tell you, the public, I feel the same way. And they're looking for people who speak the truth and don't attack some other individual with some kind of BS like this. Bad stuff, by the way. So get your mind out of the wrong spot. Let's hope we can continue to work together and not attack each other and lie about what's going on and who's representing who. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24. If you could get there quickly, it'd be appreciated.
The chair recognizes the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Can you hear me? Thank you, Mr. President. For the attention of the body, we will only gavel in tomorrow, not conduct any business. We will not be on session on Monday, remember. Be back Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, ready to do business. Mr. President, I move the Senate adjourn until Friday, January 31st at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Friday, January 31st at 9 o'clock a.m.